This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of the program. Here, the number if you want to join us. It's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. A lot of people are frustrated with the crackdowns on freedom, the COVID-related attacks on liberties, whatever few liberties we had left. They're being just eviscerated at this point. And some people feel like the best solution is to get up and move. And you know what? That's a good solution.
If you're a great idea.
If you're a freedom-loving person, you ought to, if you, you know, are a libertarian, if you're a person who loves liberty, you understand that you, in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free. And you're willing to come be with the largest community of libertarian activists on the planet, New Hampshire should be your destination. Unfortunately, some people have been fooled by places like Florida and Texas. And Texas is not a free place.
Not at all.
And, Joey, you've got a story coming up this hour. If we get a chance, we're going to get to it, about one more example of why Texas is definitely not and should not be a destination for people that love freedom. But first, let's go a little bit international here. You guys might have seen some of these clips that I'm going to play here. This horribly ugly woman. Let's see. Her name is Dr. Chant from New South Wales.
Jesus, she is not pretty.
Australia. And this is her being asked a question in a recent press conference by a reporter.
Will exposure sites be put back in place, especially with reopening and
this is the reporter.
Going back to pubs and stuff? Are exposure sites still, will they be put back in place to be listed once we are reopening? Because they're not at the moment.
We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order.
A New World Order?
New World Order. She's real clear when she says that. But maybe it's just a slip. Maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's just her. Maybe Brad Hazard, who is another one of the government agents in the very same New South Wales state of Australia. Did he say it too?
This is a world pandemic. It's a 1 in 100 year event. So you can expect that we will have transmission from time to time, and that's just the way it is. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. We've got to accept that this is the new world order. The new world order. The new world order.
Here it is again from the same guy. Different press conference.
No one is But at the moment, what I'm seeing as Health Minister is a level of apathy, a level of complacency. I understand that, but I'm not happy about it. I'd also say this, the other area of danger is the place that we would normally consider to be the safest place on earth, our homes. You already heard today that a number of the people who've actually now got the virus got it in a home situation.
You have to wonder what he's going to get to the New World Order here in a moment, but what are they leading up to here?
What's he getting at with this?
Yeah, saying that, oh, homes are a really dangerous place. You know, we're going to need to do some new government programs here to make sure you're safe in your home. I mean, we're talking about at-home masking, at-home separation from one another, maybe some cameras in the home. Let's put some government closed-circuit television cameras in there just to make sure, you know, that way, like the telescreens, basically,
yeah.
In 1984.
They can, yeah.
You know, punch a button and bring up your living room just to make sure everybody's sitting 6 feet away from one another on couches and things like that. What do they get?
And we'll hear more detail about that in due course. But
oh, great.
It is,
that's coming.
Both a safe place and a dangerous place. We must treat this new world order, this new world of COVID.
Oh, see, it was just a mistake. He corrected himself. Yeah. New world is what he meant.
What has it been with these people over time with this phrase, New World Order? Like, they don't want the conspiracy kooks, you know, talking about the New World Order.
Cause well, they're just throwing it in your face at this point.
Now, it's always been real. It's still real. Where do they keep... Because this is a whole new... This guy's only in his 50s or 60s. This is a whole different generation than the George H.W. Bush group of people saying the words.
Well, you know they got probably some blackmail on him, like that he was at Jeffrey Epstein's Island
or something.
And that now he has to be out, or his whole family's going to know that he diddled some little kid. You know, it's like, this is what's going on.
Well, you mentioned George H.W. Bush, and I was going to bring that up as well. What was that, 1988, 89, yeah. Somewhere in that range? He was, I don't know what conference he was at or where he was speaking, but he talked about the New World Order. And that's always been the clip that you'll hear on, like, the Alex Jones show in 20 years ago. I mean, that clip's been played forever. And for a long time, it was just like, oh, yeah, what's that all about? Ha, 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 ha. Well, now they're just throwing it right in your face. I mean, they are... They're not holding back here. This isn't just some sort of accident where you've got two different government bureaucrats in the same New South Wales government who are talking about a New World Order. And, of course, they're not the only ones who've mentioned the New World Order. You've also got other sort of phrasings, I think, of this, where the Great Reset has been thrown around. I feel like the Great Reset, which is being promoted by the World Economic Forum, which is, again, another large group of government agents, government politicians, New World Order types.
I think the most famous one that I remember, it's kind of ingrained in me, is the Henry Kissinger. It's like a New World Order.
Yeah,
like, he's like really like, you know, creepy. Deep. Yeah, he's like, you know.
And ugly. Really ugly.
Oh, evil. Pure evil.
These guys are, you know, rolling this thing out. This is. They're not talking about. Because remember when Bush said it, it was like, and coming into view is a New World Order.
Not the law of the jungle.
Yeah, so he was talking about seeing it in the future. He was talking about this thing that is coming. Well, now it's here.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah, they're saying, in Australia, it's 100% in the flesh. It's here. It's done. It's coming. It's
new normal
finished.
Is the one that they're using more often. That's the new speak is new normal. But clearly, at the level of the elite politicians, they're still using that terminology. They're still familiar with the term New World Order, and they believe that it's part of what they're calling it.
And just for, you know, anybody who's listening who's opposed to, you know, the views of Free Talk Live over the years, I just want to put it out there. This is Ian Freeman talking, and he is the first one to shoot down conspiracy theories and try to find ways to logically figure out why somebody would, you know, be this way and not have it be a conspiracy theory. Basically, well, what we're talking about, New World Order, in a very serious way right now, it's here.
Have you ever seen, like, the Denver airport? The dedicated plaque that the Masons put in there, it literally says, this is dedicated for the New World Order. And you look at all the murals, the creepy murals, like this Nazi cutting a dove in half. Yes, these are murals at the airport. And they got this really giant horse with red glowing eyes outside with really veiny.
Oh, yeah.
It's creepy.
Well, there's Egyptian motifs up and down the runways. Like,
I know, it could be any more in our faces and you're not even paying attention, people. Come on.
I know, but the Georgia Guidestones are the ones that really get me.
Can you recap what that is?
The Georgia Guidestones, it's basically like this henge, like a stone henge of concrete blocks or stone blocks that are engraved with like
creepy stuff,
like directions on how to have a perfect world in the future. Keep the population.
And no one knows where they're from.
Nobody,
right?
Nobody knows who put them there.
To play the devil's advocate on that, no pun intended, is that these Georgia Guidestones, I believe it's a private installation, so it's not like this is private property. And people go in there all the time to vandalize it. Supposedly sacrifices have occurred there because it's like fans or something like that. But that's private property, and it's like kind of like free speech in essence. Like, it's just words. I mean, I know it's really bad.
Well, if it's private property, does the private property owner say, this is mine and I put these here? Because I had heard that no one knows who put them.
That's a good question.
Is that not true?
I heard that nobody knows who owns them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows who owns the property, just that it is.
Well, I got a challenge for any listeners out there. Let's do some records requests on finding out who owns the Georgia Guidestones and who owns the property.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, to your point about, Ian Freeman's talking about the New World Order, we've talked about things like this over the years. I'm not against all conspiracy theory. It's just that some of it gets into such a crazy place.
Yeah, but that's subjective. A lot of people in the past have thought that this type of stuff was totally insane. This cannot ever happen.
Well, now it's right out in your face. That's what's worth pointing out here is like, hey, they were right about this one. But there's been a ton of stuff that, like, Alex Jones has been wrong about.
Right. I'm wearing one of Alex Jones' shirt right here, and I've been wearing this for almost 20 years now. And, I don't know, 2007.
And it's for listeners that can't see you. It says 9/11 was an inside job.
It does say Alex Jones. I should scratch that part off because I don't like him anymore. But, you know, I got into it from watching Loose Change.
Yeah.
And that's really was my big wake-up call, you know? And I think I'll kind of segue into that, too, is like into the, you know, that, you know, Mark Cuban funded that. And we're going to talk about something about Mark Cuban in a minute. But, yeah.
The
number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want, whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here, whether it's New World Order related. And there's just, again, there's no shortage of this stuff out there. It's happening. It's in your face right now, or whatever's on your mind. It goes here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about not a theory. The whole idea of the New World Order, this is not a theory. it's right out in your face. So they're right out in the open with it these days. You know, they're saying it publicly.
I wonder why they're saying it publicly, though. Why are they using those words?
Because it's time.
Yeah,
it's time to throw the veil off.
But I don't understand what the... They have never changed the terminology.
Oh, yeah, they're changing it.
They have different forms of it.
The Great Reset.
The Great Reset, great. Fine. But why is the New York...
They reset the Great Reset. They're not doing that anymore.
No, they're still doing that.
Yeah, but why are they still... It's like it's a trademark for these people.
Mm-hmm.
The secret cabal of like powerful nutcases have been addicted to this term, New World Order, for generations.
Yeah, they have. Well, they've had this plan for a very, very long time.
What are they doing?
And
what do you think the outcome is, other than, you know, widespread absolute subjugation of the masses?
The conspiracy theorists out there will say that it's part of their thing to throw it in your face.
Oh.
Which is an interesting theory, right? Like, hey, this is what we can do to you. This is what we're doing to you. Here we are. We're doing it. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. You know, I've may have mentioned in the past, but I've studied magic a lot in the past, and mm-hmm. magic definitely has more power if you can get more humans to will things into being. It works better. So the more people get freaked out about this, I think the more people are actually empowering it to come into existence.
It's a lot of symbolism, and not to get too crazy into conspiracy theories and stuff, but like the symbolic nature of all of it is very significant. They you know, they trained us into 9/11. There was, you know, plenty of movies. Look up The Lone Gunman. That show, like an X-Files spinoff show. They were letting us know they're going to, you know, crash it into towers. Well, the show diverted the plane at the last second. But there's plenty of other shows, like even like Mario. The live-action movie was showing that the Twin Towers were collapsing perfectly at the same spot where the planes were going to hit. It was like years, like 20 years before it even happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, these things are planned. They're absolutely planned. Conditioned us. And I wonder what they're conditioning us into now. Like, it's like you don't really see it coming.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, hindsight's 20/20, so it's easy to look back and say, oh, yeah, look, there's all these things that matched what happened in reality. And there's some of the examples of that for the masks. Like, yeah. you can go back a few years, and there's certain, like, pop stars, or there's, I think Poppy is one example of somebody who was wearing a mask in this sort of, like, fashionable statement. And
that girl has always freaked me out.
Yeah, and it wasn't like, oh, okay, to say this is what's coming overtly, but it was awfully weird.
Yeah.
When you go back and you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. This is one thing that these people that want to control you didn't plan on, and that is cryptocurrency.
They're trying to figure out a way to use it now, but they're getting headed off at the pass.
Well, they're trying to figure out a way to stop it.
Yeah,
they're trying to figure out a way to crush it.
They're trying to find a way to enter their own digital non-cryptocurrency.
It's getting ugly out there, what they're trying to do about crypto, and that's because it is a threat to the status quo. It's a threat to the central banks.
They're failing.
They are, and they will fail. It's going to get ugly, though. I mean, some people are going to, you know, their businesses are going to be ruined. They're going after Coinbase now, which I'm not going to shed any tears if Coinbase goes under. But they're going after a lot of companies. Library, which I am very upset about. Library
yeah.
and Odyssey are under attack by the SEC. Now mm-hmm. their SEC is threatening Coinbase. They're going after Ripple. But go to Bitcoin.com because you should learn about this. If you haven't done it yet, click Get Started at the top of the page. And then you can learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can get the basics, or you can dig deeper if you want to. This is one of those topics where you can just keep on digging and learn about. It's fascinating stuff, and it is world-changing information. If you haven't taken the time yet, hit up Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. If you already know about crypto, then get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Paul. He's in Nevada listening to us on KTOX. Go ahead, Paul. Ooh, Paul, do we have you? Paul going once. Paul going twice. I will put him back on hold. Maybe we're having more. We had some technical difficulties with the phones earlier, but they were working because he was on the line when I screened the call. So we'll see if we can get him back here.
You know, if you don't want to be subjugated by psychopaths, stop using their money.
Yeah, it's one of the most important things that you can do.
It really is that simple. If you're afraid of Bitcoin, I don't know what to tell you, man. But the beauty of it, of cryptocurrencies, is there's a whole bunch of different cryptocurrencies out there. Nobody's telling you to use just Bitcoin. There's also Litecoin and Ethereum, sure, and Monero, and there's also Monero. Did I mention Monero?
Yeah, no, Monero.
It's a privacy coin.
It's a privacy coin. So if you like the idea of privacy and you're afraid that, you know, they're going to track your transactions and you'll be every move we try, that's exactly what Monero's for.
No, I was just listening to Edward Snowden the other day. He was talking about how Monero is a shell game. What do you think about that?
What did he mean when he said that?
Because it's like it doesn't really have you can't go look on the chain to confirm things. It's just like kind of everyone's just kind of playing along with
that. That is one of the concerns when it comes to a privacy coin, is you never really know how many of them are being minted. So if there's a bug in the software and somebody can exploit that, then they can increase the number of Monero in the system, and no one knows. There's no way to truly.
Well, Monero has a blockchain, though.
Yes, it does, but it's secret.
It's a secret blockchain.
Yeah, you can't go and look at the transactions. The only thing you can do with Monero is, and this is my understanding of it, if you send a transaction, you can prove that you sent that transaction, but you have to reveal a certain thing called a view key.
Right. Yeah.
So there's like extra keys that you have to kind of put out there in order to, so you have to have the transaction ID, you have to have the address from which it was sent, you have to have the view key, and then you can say, yes, this transaction happened.
All of which is readily available in your wallet, though.
It is. Yeah, it is. But
so if you really needed to do that.
But that, what I'm saying is only you can do that. There's not somebody else on the outside who can do that because they don't have your view key.
Well, that's why
they don't have the transaction ID.
That's why I encourage peer-to-peer for just about any of that. So that way you can like confirm it in front of them and all that jazz. But I want to say one thing about what Edward Snow was saying, is that he really liked Bitcoin Cash. And
really?
And that he liked that people are trying to develop just BTC, Bitcoin, into more privacy. And that there could be a way to completely privatize the blockchain. And I'm no tech savvy, but you know, hearing it from someone who has developed some really interesting software, the ones that's basically oppressing us now, thanks Snowden. But he admits it, and he knows what he did wrong. But that we can actually go to a level where it's completely private, and that government can't track everything that we do, which would be absolutely amazing. But
let me try this. I think we may have Paul back here. Is this Paul in Nevada?
Yes, yes, it is.
All right, we got you. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight, Paul?
Oh, I take exception to the calling of Henry Kissinger ugly.
Oh, no? Why is that?
Well, I'm 72 years old. I was in college when him and Nixon were bombing the crap out of people in Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, a little background history. You know National Lampoon that makes the movies?
Yeah.
Animal House, the vacation movies.
Sure.
Well, before they started making movies, they had a magazine for, I don't know, 25 years or
so. That's right.
Called National Lampoon. Well, the guys that founded National Lampoon came from Harvard University, and they belonged to the Harvard Lampoon Society. And their thing was once a year, they would publish something, a book, a magazine.
Paul, hang on. I want to give you a chance to say what you got to say here. I want to bring you back if you can stick with us. More on the way here about Henry Kissinger and the New World Order. Coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. more vaccine mandates coming at the direction of President Biden.
I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated. All. And I've signed another executive order that will require federal contractors to do the same. If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated.
Biden also saying he will direct the Department of Labor to develop a rule that companies with more than 100 employees will require vaccinations or once-a-week testing for their workers, potentially impacting 80 million private sector workers. A flight with American citizens on board landed in Qatar after leaving Afghanistan. It's still unknown how many Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is withdrawing his nomination of David Chipman to lead the ATF. Chipman, a former veteran ATF agent who ran into trouble with Republicans and some Democrats over his alliance with gun control advocacy groups. Chipman's support for banning AR-15-style semi-automatic rifles earned him particular opposition among Republicans who feared he'd use his regulatory powers to restrict gun rights. Florida's governor says his state will resist any efforts by the Biden administration to impose vaccine requirements on workers in the private sector. The Republican governor is saying even if not getting the vaccine is the wrong decision, people who make that choice shouldn't lose their jobs.
I do not believe that people should lose their jobs over this issue, and we will fight that.
DeSantis also believes threatening people with their jobs will backfire. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in and join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight,
we've
got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
And you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. I want to say thanks to Barefoot Anarchist for becoming a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Barefoot Anarchist sending $10 a month into the AMP program. Definitely appreciate it. It helps us get on new radio stations to bring new people to the ideas of freedom. So thank you, guys. And thank you, Barefoot Anarchist, specifically. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to join him. To join the AMP program, you can use your PayPal account or debit or credit card at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks as well. We got Paul. He's on the line. Paul, you were telling us about Henry Kissinger and the National Lampoon group back in the 70s or whenever it was. Go ahead and keep telling that story.
Well, 70 or 71 or 72. I'm old. It was 50 years ago. They published an excellent parody of Cosmopolitan magazine. I mean, it was perfect. Glossy paper, you know, the whole, they went to the hilt. The cover, it was perfect. The gorgeous woman with the floor-length evening gown. And if you look real close, her eyes are crossed. And it had a centerfold of a naked Henry Kissinger. Complete with flab rolls and appendectomy scars. I don't know if you guys can look it up on your internet or whatever.
Probably. I don't know if I want to. That's disgusting. Henry Kissinger is bad enough as it is.
But I've never called a radio station before, but you start talking about Kissinger. I remember that bomb-dropping son of a bitch.
All right, so suffice it to say, when you were saying you were taking us to task for calling him ugly, you actually meant he was even worse than ugly.
I saw the naked centerfold of him.
Well, there it is right there.
It was awesome.
Yeah, we got it pulled up here.
I went through two boxes of tissues that night.
Oh, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Wow.
Horrid. I'm looking at it now, and this is horrible.
You know, they say politics is Hollywood for ugly people. It's all just so ugly. All right, so if you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. We brought up the Georgia Guidestones a couple segments ago as we were talking about the New World Order, where you've got these government goons now in Australia just coming right out and saying it. Like, okay, it's the New World Order, basically. They're just coming right out. And then there's other code words that have come out in recent years for it, like the Great Reset. That's kind of the new hip version of this, but it's the same kind of people. This guy from the World Economic Forum, I think his name is Klaus Schwab, and he's an old dude who's got his vision for what he wants to force on people, where they say that you'll own nothing and you'll love it. And
it's very, very set. It's very ritualistic what they're doing, though. Like, we're just kind of going along with it, right? Like, New World Order. Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Well, I'm not going along with it.
Well, I mean, obviously.
That's why we moved here. I mean, I can't speak for you guys, but, you know, I moved here to New Hampshire to join together with other like-minded people and stand up and say no more of this government stuff.
Absolutely. We're doing a pretty good job of that, too.
I think so.
Yeah. This is the new individual order. That's right. We all can act on ourselves and not be part of this collectivism forced into it. And maybe we can even get further away from that if we succeed.
Yeah, and that is something I think we're going to be talking about more in the coming weeks as a couple of state representatives here in New Hampshire are gearing up to file a independence declaration, which will potentially be put on the ballot for the people of New Hampshire to vote on in late 2022. But we'll get to that later. I think it was, Matt, you had looked it up, if I recall correctly, the Georgia Guidestones, kind of the background, because we were openly speculating about no one knows who created these things, and the Georgia Guidestones are this just bizarre rock formation that was created in, I think, was the late 70s?
It's not a rock formation. Like, it's not a natural thing. It's a man-made, you know, a granite company made it for someone.
Right. And the thing is, what you found out was that, indeed, it's not clear who the buyer was.
Right. R.C. Christian is what he went by, but it's a pseudonym. It's definitely not his real name. But he bought the, he commissioned the stones. He showed them what he wanted them to look like, and they thought he was a kook. So they quoted him a number that was astronomical and said that
they're like, yeah, right, buddy. All right, here.
Yeah. Yep.
You're not going to buy this.
And he bought it. He agreed to the terms of the construction, and that included them buying all new tools to make these giant stones with. And they went and made it. And the guy, R.C. Christian, had bought 2 acres from a local farmer to put them on. And then shortly after the stones were unveiled, he donated those 2 acres to the county in Georgia that they're in. So nobody owns them. Nobody knows who that person actually was. And the stones, if you're not familiar with them, they're covered with basically instructions on how to run humanity. And it talks about keeping the population under a number.
It's 500 million.
500 million is a very, very low number compared to what's already
alive. That's like 1/16 of the Earth's population.
Yeah. So here we are with the Georgia Guidestones, and they get creepier and creepier every year.
There are 10 guidelines or principles engraved, according to Wikipedia, in 8 different languages. 1 language on each face of the 4 large upright stones. And they are as follows. Number 1, maintain humanity. So this is number 1. Maintain humanity under 500 million people in perpetual balance with nature. So they're saying that this is unnatural. They're saying that even though we are part of nature, and so therefore 8 billion people is exactly what nature intended or created or whatever. This person's saying, no, we need to only have 500 million. Guide reproduction wisely. This is number 2. Improving fitness and diversity. Again, this sounds like right out of 1984, or at a Brave New World, where the government gets to select who breeds.
The breeding population.
Number three, unite humanity with a living new language. Number four, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Five, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Well, that hasn't worked out. Six, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Okay, we've got that. Number seven, avoid petty laws and useless officials. Okay.
I'm in.
I'm on board for that one. Eight, balance personal rights with social duties. No. That's where we're at right now.
Yes.
That's where the government gang is saying, look, your rights don't matter. Screw freedom, as Arnold Schwarzenegger said a couple of weeks ago. Screw your freedom.
And Howard Stern, too.
Howard Stern. I've got a story about
Stern.
Yeah, Stern's in the news today for talking trash. The so-called libertarian,
Howard Stern. He's trying to keep his job is what he's doing.
Of course
he'll just kick him off the air. But anyways.
Well, he's never been a libertarian anyway. I mean, he's pretended to be a libertarian when it suited
him. Right, the protecting of free speech and all that. Yeah.
Well, of course he supports free speech. That's his business.
Right.
Anyway, balance personal rights with social duties. No, if you are a freedom-loving person, it's all about the individual rights. Social duties is the excuse that the government uses to restrict your freedoms.
It's for the children.
And you never get them back. The people in Australia that are on total lockdown right now, they're not getting freedom back.
No, forget about it.
What they're saying right now in Australia, and this is what's going to come to Los Angeles and New York City and other, you know, cities, if not states, around the United States sooner or later. What they're saying to the people in Australia in, for instance, New South Wales, where they're still on lockdown after months now, I think it was June, July, Porkfest time, mm-hmm. when they first got locked down. What they're saying is, once we get to 70% vaccinated, then we'll allow you, vaccinated people, to have some freedoms again.
Mm.
You know, so you're not going
to... Go ahead. Well, one way to like depopulate the planet is to shut down bars, right?
Sure.
That, you know how many kids are made because people met at the bar?
On the flip side of that coin, another way to depopulate the planet, and if the reports are true, you know, the reports of a two-year-old girl whose parents got the vaccine and she didn't, she... 2 years old, menstruated a giant blood clot because they were shedding, you know, whatever the vaccine is off on her, and her little body reacted that way. If this is the case and it's going to make stupid people infertile, you might just end up with us, guys.
The final two.
You hear that, ladies?
The final two on the Georgia Guidestones, number nine. Prize, truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Okay, that sounds nice. 10, be not a cancer on the earth, leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. So there's, again, suggesting that humans aren't part of nature.
Right.
It's totally false. There's more coming up here in moments. This is...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
We are talking about, things related to the current crackdown on freedom that's happening mostly across the globe. There are a few pockets of sanity here and there, but for the most part, government goons from across the planet seem to agree on the playbook. And some people would say that this playbook has been in production for many, many years with the people like George H.W. Bush talking about the New World Order back in the 1980s to today when you have bureaucrats in New South Wales admitting it, and more than one using the terminology New World Order. And one guy corrected himself after he said it, as acting as though it was a misstatement, but he himself had already said it in another press conference, as did another one of their health minister types. So, and of course, these are just the most recent iterations of this. There have been a myriad of different politicians and big wigs who've been talking about this. So you've got those people just basically throwing it right in your face, and then they have their spokespeople, their unofficial spokespeople, like Howard Stern, getting on the air and talking trash. The supposed libertarian who at one time ran, I believe, for some sort of political office in New York State as a libertarian candidate.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. This was years and years ago. It might have been for like New York Senate or something like that. But he did throw his hat in the ring as a quote-unquote libertarian because it suited his little play. It suited his acting job. He's all about Howard Stern. Howard Stern's about Howard Stern, mm-hmm. And that's about it. And so if it suits him, it's for him. And obviously liberty isn't for him, because here's what he had to say most recently. This apparently was, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, very, very recently. The story was printed yesterday over at thehill.com. Radio host Howard Stern blasted opponents of the COVID-19 vaccine on Tuesday, stating that, quote, nut jobs are trampling on his, quote, freedom to live. So his freedom is under attack by people like us. Somehow the fact that we don't want to put some sort of foreign substance into our veins is restricting Howard Stern's freedom. He said to his listeners on his Sirius XM program, quote, "When are we going to stop putting up with idiots in this country and just say it's mandatory to get vaccinated?"
That's so libertarian of him.
Right? This is not an uncommon viewpoint, by the way. There have been, it's not just Stern. It's other people in, like, newspaper editorial sections who've been calling for mandatory vaccinations.
All the propaganda outlets.
Yeah. He says, "As I remember, when I went to school, you had to get a measles vaccine, you had to get a mumps vaccine," he said. And there are, indeed, requirements for kids to get vaccines to go to government school. That is true. And that's part of what they're building all of this off of. It's like, oh, well, we already had these vaccine requirements. It's just another one.
This is not those vaccines, though. This is a different kind of thing, and it's not made the same way those vaccines are. Not to mention, this entire crisis, so we're talking about cryptocurrency earlier, what it's doing. You know, our raid is a good example of what that turns into. The state is going down in flames. There's nothing they can do to prevent it. And cryptocurrency is a death knell to them. And its very existence is a death knell to every government on Earth. And I think the governments at this point realize that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're afraid of it. They're getting desperate. And I got to tell you, I think this whole COVID-19 crisis feels kind of rushed to market, if you ask me. It's got tons of holes in it, you know.
If the government just throws more money at cryptocurrency, they might be able to control it.
Good luck.
Wink, wink.
Even if they buy a bunch of it.
Yeah. Try it. Go ahead. It's not too early. It's not too late. Go ahead. Buy in.
"F them," said Stern. "F their freedom. I want my freedom to live. I want to get out of the house. I want to go next door and play chess. I want to take some pictures. This is BS. Here's an idea, Howard. Go outside. Go next door.
Play
some chess. Take some pictures. Stop being such a little bitch and doing what the government tells you to do.
Right.
You're the problem. People like that just do what they're told, they're the problem. They're the reason why we don't have freedom. You want to complain about not having freedom? Go look in the mirror."
Absolutely.
Well, he goes on. "The other thing I hate is all these people with COVID who won't get vaccinated or at the hospitals clogging it up," he said, dubbing vaccine opponents as imbeciles, exclaiming further, "So, like, if you have a heart attack or any kind of problem, you can't even get into the ER, and I'm really of mind to say, look, if you didn't get vaccinated and you got COVID, you don't get into a hospital. Go F yourself," Stern continued. "You had the cure, and you wouldn't take it." He also rallied against Texas's controversial law that bans abortions, and then goes off on Donald Trump. So
somehow they're going to connect Donald Trump to everything. You basically know who they're working for if at the end of the diatribe they blurt out Donald Trump's name.
Yeah.
Like the whole Donald Trump thing is so over with, but they keep like
dragging him out,
grinding it into dust. Like, it makes them look really bad, in my opinion. I think they've looked bad in the beginning they look bad as a rule. But, I mean, just bringing Donald Trump into it over and over and over and over and over again is just so old. I am not a Trump supporter, but my God, please stop. Please stop talking about Donald Trump at this point. I can't listen to it anymore.
So you got Howard Stern saying, go F yourself. He says, F their freedom, meaning our freedom.
Right.
You got Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, F your freedoms. So there's definitely, like, a trend here. People with fairly large name recognition talking trash about those people who dare to refuse to obey this.
A lot of gyms were pulling down Arnold's posters.
Really?
And that. Yeah. And nice. He lost big endorsements. And like,
did good. He?
Yeah. Yeah. It was
when was this?
When it all happened.
The COVID thing?
No, him saying, F your freedom.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Good.
They weren't going to put up with that. No.
Yeah, what a shame. And it's just, these people, they are desperate, like you're saying, Matt. They definitely want to get people like us being made to look like we're crazy. Oh, my God, you're not doing what you're told?
Could you imagine, like, all the meatheads at the gym saying, oh, yeah, we're gonna go along with this? No. They're all spotting each other, and, like, they're getting real close. They're not going to wear the mask 6 feet. They're not going to do any of that.
The gyms are the real, like, they're the holdouts. I mean, there's those guys in
They've been great.
Jersey. Yeah, but it's not just the guys in Jersey. They're just the most visible ones. They're the ones that made the biggest headlines for refusing to shut down during the COVID shutdowns. Yeah. They're actually facing, I believe it's like $15,000 a day fines now, and they one of the most recent updates, I follow the guy on social media, his name's Ian Smith, and he posted 2 weeks ago, maybe, he posted that they had just gotten notice that the government gang there in New Jersey has now gotten permission by the courts to pierce the corporate veil.
What does
and go
that mean?
After the owners of the gym individually. So normally LLCs or corporations are protection for the owners from liability for what a business does, right? So if the business racks up some fines, or if the, you know, there's a judgment against the business by somebody suing the business, usually that just means that the person who got the judgment or the government can clear out the bank account of the business, but that's as far as it can go. Like, you can close the business, you can shut down, you can liquidate their assets.
So in other words, the state of New Jersey is using this to kill LLCs.
Well, they're targeting these guys specifically.
They're setting some precedent, though, for other LLCs.
It's probably been done in other cases, but they're piercing the corporate veil, and the idea being that normally the corporation provides a veil, a covering, a cloak for the owners of the corporation from liability, and here they're saying, nope, you got to pay now. So if you, the owner, has money in, because we know the gym itself, it's cleaned out. They've already taken all the money out of their bank account. Right. They hit them for over $160,000, taken right out of their bank account last year. So now they're like, all right, well, you quote-unquote owe us millions of dollars in fines because it's been, you know, 18 months and tens of thousands of dollars a day. You do the math. It adds up to a lot of money. These guys quote-unquote owe for just opening the doors to their business. So now they're saying, you two owners, we're going to come after your bank accounts now. So that's what's happening with them right now. That's the latest on that situation. And you know what? They're still opening up their doors.
Oh, boy.
They're still going in. They're still going into work. They're still letting people come and work out. It's called the Attilus Gym. They're in Belmar, New Jersey.
Heroes.
Yeah.
That's amazing. The way to do it. That's the way everybody should be doing that.
Unfortunately, they're not.
Did you hear about that gym in Lebanon, New Hampshire?
I did.
They were going to have a Christmas party.
And he bailed.
That sounds like religion, right? Christmas party.
But he chickened out.
He chickened out.
Yeah.
He was trying to have a herd immunity party.
Ugh.
Yeah, I called the guy to see, you know, about going up there, and that's when he told me that he wasn't going to do it. Because we would have gone up. We would have gone up and backed him up.
I talked to him personally on Facebook, and he said the whole thing was a joke, and he was really just setting it all up for the news.
He backed out.
It was all planned.
Yeah.
He planned to cancel it.
What a douche.
I don't believe him.
603-283-6160. That's the number here. You can join us. You can bring up anything. Hour number 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.